Investors Call on Meta, Twitter, Lows to End Discriminatory Day Policies. By Spencer Lindquist on May 25, 2022. A group of investor activists from the National Center for Public Policy Research's Free Enterprise Project, FEP, will present shareholder proposals at Meta, Twitter, and Lowe's critiquing discriminatory diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, policies that give preferential treatment on the basis of sex and race. Director of the Free Enterprise Project, Scott Shepard, will present Proposal 12 to Meta shareholders, which calls for an audit analyzing the company's impacts on civil rights and non-discrimination, and the impacts of those issues on the company's business. Shepard remarked that it is appalling how many companies have been discriminating in recent years on the basis of race, sex, orientation, and ethnicity, also calling it illegal, in a press release from the National Center for Public Policy Research. Shepard noted that Meta, formerly Facebook, has already come under heavy criticism this year, pointing out the company has weaponized the label of misinformation and actively interfered in the U.S. political process. He further charged that the social media giant's equity-based discrimination is very illegal indeed. Ethan Peck, a FEP associate, will present a similar proposal that would request an audit of Twitter. Peck also specifically called on Elon Musk to help cure the DeepMind virus spreading inside Twitter. Peck also contended that there's nothing that Twitter shareholders stand to lose by requesting more transparency around Twitter's DEI policies and a call for more transparency over their potentially discriminatory practices. Shepard will present yet another proposal to rein in the DEI agenda in the corporate world. Shepard will present Proposal 8 at a Lowe's shareholder meeting. He specifically cited a critical race theory-derived employee training curriculum that he claims is creating an illegally hostile work environment. Shepard added, DEI is immoral and entirely illegal, and called it a violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. FEP is also planning to attend shareholder meetings at a variety of other companies, including Amazon, BlackRock, Morgan Stanley, Chevron, Exxon, and others. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Lindquist@Breitbart.com.